Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There was never a time when Jesus was not. Jesus Christ always has been. Preacher, can you explain it? I can't explain that to you. I don't know. He's infinite. Our minds are finite. We can't understand eternity past. And every time I get this point, it just blows my mind to think about that. We'll talk about this in just a minute. That before there was the earth, before there was the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, before there was even angels, before anything that was created, because he created all things, spoke it in existence, not even before Genesis 1:1, there were still things in existence, the angelic realm and all these things. They were there. But what blows me away, trillions and billions in time, years out of mind, what did God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost do? It's just them. Well, I promise they wasn't twiddling their thumbs and just... But before anything was made that was made, it was just them. Are you following? There was nothing. It was just them. I can't comprehend. The greatest mind could never comprehend that. Forever and forever, they will always be time out of mind, not just eternity past, but eternity future. So yesterday goes back before the beginning of time, whenever that was. Today, aren't you glad Jesus Christ is not just the God of yesterday? He's the God of today. He's a present God. Right now, he's our mediator, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. Amen and amen. And boy, don't we need all the help we can get. Matter of fact, let me give you another one. A friend that we have is the Holy Ghost. The Word of God tells us that sometimes we don't even know what to say. Words we can't express with the word in King James is uttered. We can't even utter the words. We don't. You ever been there? You just don't know how to express it. You don't know what to say. You're at a loss. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He knows. And the Bible says he will, those things that we can't utter, he takes to the Father for us. Isn't that something? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and then forever. Jesus is the God of eternity. Not only from everlasting, but to everlasting. I like it. He's unchanging. We live in an ever-changing world, but there is one who never changes. That's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then verse number 9. Again, he hasn't lost his thought, the train of thought, because Jesus Christ is the same. But look in verse number 9, this first phrase. Be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrine. Jesus Christ is the same, but churches change, preachers change, doctrines change. Do you get the picture? That's what he's telling these Jewish believers, that many of them are going back to temple work. But listen, Jesus never changes. The word be not carried about means not to be driven about, to be carried here and there. You're tossed to and fro to this opinion, and now you're that opinion. You're unstable. He says, don't be carried away with diverse. The word diverse means various sorts, different, or various colors. Boy, that sure looks pleasant. Remember, it talks about heaping to themselves teacher, having itching ears. They sure like what they're hearing. And doctrines mean teachings. Oh, by the way, the word strange doctrines means foreigners and aliens. Have to be careful in today's language when you call people foreigner and alien, you're not politically correct. You know, but anything outside of the Bible is foreign. It's an alien. And the Apostle Paul says, be not carried away with diverse, different, and strange doctrines. I just read here this week in the book of Exodus and Leviticus about two guys, Nadab and Abihu. How do you say that? Abihu. I'm glad you don't name your kids Abihu, and I'm glad you name them Steve or John or something. I can pronounce the name, okay? But anyway, you know who they were? They were the sons of Aaron. Who was Aaron? He was the high priest. You remember the story? Matter of fact, they were preacher's kids. You got to watch them preacher's kids. They were preacher's kids, priest kids. And anyway, I just throw that out there. In Leviticus chapter number 10, verse number 1, they offered to God a strange fire. It's that same, I looked it up again. Even though it's a Hebrew word and a Greek word, it's the same meaning. It's a foreign fire. In other words, it's not what God had intended for them to be. Matter of fact, in Exodus chapter number 30, God told Moses and told Aaron how to make this incense. It's really neat. Verses 34 through 38. A special kind of spice of ointments and all. Not just anything, but something especially God had made that would please him. Well, these Nadab and Abihu, thank you, they decided they're going to do something on their own. And they offered to God what the Bible says, a strange fire. It wasn't what God had intended for them to do. And what happened to those two preacher kids? God killed. By the way, I'll move on. Aren't you, even though God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, aren't you glad that he doesn't operate that same way he did in the Old Testament? Wouldn't none of us be here? Even in the New Testament, who's the man and wife, not Ananias and Sapphira, but they came in to offer, is in the book of Acts, and the man came in, who? Is it Ananias and Sapphira? I'm thinking Priscilla and Aquila, I knew that, Ananias and Sapphira. Okay, he came in about 30 minutes before she did. We sold properties, and you remember that? And he lied, and God killed him. About 30 minutes later, in comes the wife. She said, here's what we sold our property for. And she lied, and God killed her. You know the story. And every time I get there, you know why she came in 30 minutes after the husband. It took her 30 minutes longer to get ready to come to church. And aren't you glad? How many of you have ever lied? Lied to God. Every one of us has lied to God. God, I'll do that and we don't do that. Or God, I won't do that and we do that. And yeah. Well, God didn't get it. They lied to God and God killed them. I go on. How about 1 Corinthians chapter number 11? It talks about observing the Lord's Supper. The church at Corinth observed the Lord's Supper improperly. And because those believers were observing the Lord improperly with the wrong motives, well, the Bible says that for that reason, some of them are sleeping. Doesn't mean they're at home on their sleep number bed, you know, and on their polypedic surly mattress or whatever you call those things. I'm crazy this morning. I'm crazy every day. Anyway, that the word sleep, God killed them. And he said, many are sick among you because they observe the Lord's Supper improperly. How many people today observe the Lord's Supper improperly? Don't raise your hand. I'm just saying, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I'm glad he's a God who's long-suffering and he's merciful to us. Well, he wasn't that way to Nadab and Abihu. I'm going to get that one of these. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctors. And again, that's another reason, and I'll close the lesson this morning. Another reason a lot of churches are dying. I'm talking about good old churches. They made some changes to accommodate the people. They made some changes because it offends the people. Well, what about offending God? Amen, preacher. I would much rather offend you than offend God. Because I don't stand before you and give an account of what I preach. One day I got to stand before God and give an account of everything that is preached from this pulpit. Next week we're going to go a little bit farther and we'll finish out to verse number 16 next week. And next couple of weeks we'll finish out the book of Hebrews. But I've really enjoyed this study because it has learned so much. Let's get learned. Father, we thank you for this time that we've had together this morning. Lord, for the great, precious, and exceeding promises in your word. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still a loving God, a merciful God, a forgiving God, a compassionate God. Lord, bless the morning worship, the singing, the praying, the giving. Lord, the preaching, the invitation, everything that is done here today. Lord, may it be about you, not about me, not about this church, but about you. May you receive glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters live in concert. That's March 17th at 6 p.m. this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.